The last tune was That's Me from Wyatt Bob's Display Case. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for June 29th. The host Vancouver Canadiens bested the Hillsboro Hawks 7-4 with three runs in the bottom of eighth in Rogers Field and at Bailey. The visitors Tri-City Dust Devils defeated the Eugene Emeralds 5-3 with two runs in the top of the ninth at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. And the host Everett Aqua Sox thumped the Spokane Indians 12-2 with six runs in the bottom of second at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On June 30th, Vancouver doubled up Hillsboro 4-2. Eugene walked off Tri-City with two runs in the bottom of ninth as Justin Wischkowski hit a two-run home run off Willian Suarez, and Spokane bested Everett in a 10-8 barn burner as the Indians scored three runs in the top of ninth as Jose Cordoba launched a three-run home run off the Aqua Sox Jason Ruffcorn. There were two venue changes on July 2nd. Vancouver shaded the visitors Everett 4-3 in Rogers Field and at Bailey in Vancouver, BC. Eugene bested the host Hillsboro in an 11-10 slugfest with seven runs in the top of eighth, followed by the winning run in the top of 10th inning at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. And the visitors Spokane exercised Tri-City 6-0 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 3rd, Everett tripled up Vancouver 6-2, Hillsboro edged Eugene 2-1, and Spokane blanked Tri-City 3-0. July 4th saw three venue changes. Hillsboro thumped the host Eugene 11-6, highlighted by 10 runs in the top of 4th at PK Park in Eugene, Oregon. Everett jumped the visitors 8-1. Everett jumped the visitors Vancouver 8-1 at Funko Field in Everett, Washington, and the host Spokane blanked Tri-City 2-0 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Three games are on tap tonight. Hillsboro continues in Eugene at 6:35, Vancouver renews in Everett at 7:05, and Tri-City resumes in Spokane Valley at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is now in the second half. Adjusting my mic here. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are first at 10-3. They also won the first half. Spokane is currently tied with the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, for first in the second half of the Northwest League. The Everett Aqua Sox, third, 8-5. The Eugene Emeralds, the Everett Aqua Sox is the affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are 4-6-7. The Hillsboro Hawks, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 5-4-9, and the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim, are last at 1-12.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it. went down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Waheed's Wilt, Cornerstone. The track is Wilt, 30.
Hey, ride like a pony, holla if you know me. Sending them for the kingdom of high. R.I.P. Kobe, never can destroy me. Anytime I build with a pillar in the sky, never fall like a caterpillar in the cocoon. Depend if my wing pretty like a butterfly. Walk in my shoes, might lose soul. How does my vice is, go ahead and try. What they like for the young quicksand. Shorty been a little flip, shit you kickstand. Been my eye in the prize like a rental. Got the world wrapped like a wristband. Room jumping, who coming to the fuck shit? Married to the drop, but the ops finna dust them. Bubble with the pot, where you custom to the top. Blowing through the spot, leave a mushroom. Slide with a pump fake, nigga kill a vibe with a constraint. Fuck that, nigga get rich. Loud with a mush brain, nigga so high. Hit the buzz of the raindrop for a hit stick. But they better act right, nigga with a toy. So I burn down black like a bomb in this bitch. Hunted on it like Will, old pair of Nikes on the concrete. Fuck that, nigga get killed. Ain't no rest for the weary. Got no time for the wicked, the pole right, no parasite come near me. When you talk too much, them little gums got you feeling fresh, better run like Ricky. Williams or Morris, chestnut shit, and them four talk shit like he, but you're so porous. Could be holy in the mask, so be focused. Pick attention, no choke, no joke, like Rockefeller in the whole three. Finna take it back to old nine. Josh Mike, when them legs wasn't on me. Just a young nigga watching from the nosebleed. No killing, no rhythm, no police, tripping, no phony. Niggas just hold me. This guy sent Lil Mike, come and pull me. Slide with a bump fake, nigga kill a vibe with a constraint. Fuck that, nigga get rich. Loud with a mush brain, nigga so high. Hit the buzz of the raindrop for a hit stick. But they better act right, nigga with a toy. So I burn down black like a bomb in this bitch. Hunted on it like Will, old pair of Nikes on the concrete. Fuck that, nigga get killed. Slide with a bump fake, nigga kill a vibe with a constraint. Fuck that, nigga get rich. Loud with a mush brain, nigga so high. Hit the buzz of the raindrop for a hit stick. But they better act right, nigga with a toy. So I burn down black like a bomb in this bitch. Hunted on it like Will, old pair of Nikes on the concrete. Fuck that, nigga get killed.
To update on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of men's senior A box lacrosse, with many playing in the professional National Lacrosse League every winter. On July 2nd, the Nanaimo Timbermen and Burnaby Lakers played to a 9-9 draw at Burnaby's Bill Copeland. On July 3rd, the Coquitlam Aidenacs and Langley Thunder played to an 8-all draw at Langley Event Center. On July 4th, the Maple Ridge Barrage overwhelmed the host New West Salmon Bellies 10-6 at Queens Park Arena. New West travels to the Q Center, based in Colwood, to take on the victorious Shamrocks. The ball drop tonight is at 7:05 p.m.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association, which is currently where the least amount of games have been 9 games for each team, with the most 11 games. 2 points awarded for a win with 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks are a perfect 9-0 for 18 points. Then there's a huge drop in the point parade. The New West Hammer Bellies are second at 5-5, 10 points. The Maple Ridge Barrage are third at 5-6, also 10 points. There is an identical, well, there are identical records between 4th and 5th, as the Coquitlam Maidenhawks are 4-6-1 with 1 win in OT, 9 points, while the Langley Thunder are also 4-6-1 for 9 points. The difference is, I think, our goal differentials, as the Maidenhawks have allowed 4 more goals, whereas the Thunder have allowed 19 more goals. Which means Maidenhawks have scored 101, gave up 105, the Langley Thunder scored 90 while giving up 109. Thus, the Coquitlam Maidenhawks have a higher standing at 4th, at 4-6-1, much like the Langley Thunder, who have given up more goals. The Burnaby Lakers are 6-3-5-1, much like the Nanaimo Timbermen. But for some reason, the Lakers are listed as 6, even though they've scored 76 goals, gave them 93, while Nanaimo Timbermen have scored and gave up 79 goals each. So Nanaimo Timbermen should be the 6th team, with the local Burnaby Lakers being the last.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia, for over the last 6 years. The then mayor, Doug McCallum, pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke did not give up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which strictly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the Administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched a second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. On January 25th, 2024, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's Administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30, 2023. With the SPS having deployed 215 officers at the time, $141.5 million were requested, 42%, 42% of the policing funds available at a total of $337 million for 180 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526. 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. On April 4th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, introduced further amendments to the BC Police Act to municipal police management, where local governments with municipal police forces can choose one representative each. Members of each local police board can elect chair and vice chair. Currently, the mayor of each municipality is part of the local police board. Currently, the mayor of each municipality with its own police force is part of the local police board, except Surrey, as Farnworth removed Brenda Locke last November due to allegations of her obstructing the Surrey Police Service. Also, the police complaint commissioner can call public hearings during misconduct investigations, do systemic reviews, and lead investigations into police complaint causes, contributing factors, as part of Bill 17. On April 9th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, told reporters in the BC Legislature that Surrey actually approached the BC government in January, revealed the additional offer to be $100 million over 5 years, to a total of $250 million over the next decade, and a deadline at 4 p.m. However, Surrey rejected the offer shortly after 3 p.m., less than an hour to the deadline, according to a BC government press release, where Farnworth also responded that $150 million will be used to complete the transition. On April 23rd, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, announced the Surrey Police Service will become Surrey's police jurisdiction on November 29, 2024. There will be no federal or provincial legislative changes required. RCMP and SPS officers will work under a collaborative agreement and will provide a notice to Surrey to end the Municipal Police Unit Agreement, i.e., Surrey RCMP. The SPS Chief Norm Lipinski added that he will ramp up hiring. Dwayne McDonald, the RCMP Deputy Commissioner, acknowledged work between the federal public ministry and provincial government, and the RCMP will provide assistance until the transition completes, where BC RCMP officers will be working with the SPS. On April 29th, the BC NDP government and Surrey squared off in the BC Supreme Court in Vancouver on Surrey's legal challenge against the BC government directing the city to continue with the SPS, presided by the Justice Kevin Liu. On May 3rd, the five-day hearing between Surrey and the BC NDP government on the letter directing the city to continue with the SPS concluded. On May 6th, during a Surrey City Council meeting, the budget for the SPS and the Surrey RCMP was set at $221.5 million on a 7% tax increase from 1% on roads and 6% on general tax increase. The fourth and final approval for Surrey's 2024 budget, which included 26 bylaw approvals, was passed along the party lines, where the mayor Brenda Locke and her Surrey Connect councillors voted for, with four councillors against, according to Tom Sitarix of Surrey Now Leader. On May 13th, the Surrey mayor Brenda Locke gave another press release on the Surrey City website, also announced on Twitter. Based on Section 27, Subsection 3.1 of the BC Police Act, added on April 25, 2024, where any municipality with a municipal police board can object any part of its budget. Okay. Where any municipality with a municipal police force can object any part of its budget to the Municipal Police Board and the Director of Police Services by May 15th. Law continued that Surrey will uphold its budget passed on May 6th at $221.5 million, $37 million lower than the SPS and Surrey RCMP's proposed budgets, which will fund more than the joint strength, the SPS and Surrey RCMP, of 785 officers at a property tax increase of 7%. On May 23rd, the BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu rejected Surrey's petition against the BC government in directing the city to continue with the SPS, upheld amendments to the BC Police Act, which mandates Surrey to continue with the SPS, and Surrey can fund the SPS, as the Justice Liu estimated the SPS will cost $30 to $75 million more per year, between $50 to $120 per Surrey resident, thus rejecting all of Surrey's three arguments. On May 29th, according to Rob Shaw of Orca, the BC Premier David Eby reopened the door for negotiations 2 days before, where $150 million were still officially on the table. On June 10th, in another Surrey City Council meeting, the Mayor Brenda Locke announced that she accepted the BC Supreme Court's decision, which ruled against Surrey's judicial reviews against the BC government in directing the city to continue with the SPS, according to multiple outlets. However, Locke still insisted the SPS isn't in the best interest for Surrey residents. We'll need to find out how much more the municipal police force will cost compared to the RCMP, including reviewing the Deloitte report, where the 734 SPS versus RCMP officers would be an annual difference of $30 million, with the SPS being higher. But Locke kept pointing out to the $75 million difference, which is between 734 RCMP and 900 SPS officers. However, the Deloitte report didn't account for the RCMP's recent 8% pay bump, according to Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun. On June 11th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, welcomed Locke's acceptance of the SPS, according to Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun, when the SPS provided another release on their website where 9 additional experienced officers from municipal and RCMP forces were to be deployed that week, with 225 officers deployed onto Surrey streets in 8 different units, for a total of 367 sworn officers and 60 civilian employees. For a total of 427 employees, or its Twitter link on June 11th, said 9 additional experienced officers were deployed that day. On June 19th, the SPS Twitter page updated its staffing numbers with a link on its official website, 373 sworn officers and 60 civilian employees, with the SPS transition page providing a further breakdown, 300 male with 73 female officers. On June 21st, the SPB provided the agenda for their latest meeting, which gave year-to-date spending until the end of May at just over $35.33 million, where 408 employees were paid at a total of over $36.165 million, 366 sworn police officers, 41 regular permanent civilians, and 8 temporary civilians. The SPS requested budget is just over $141.5 million. The SPB had their latest meeting on June 26, where the SPS showed their year-to-date budget up till the end of May, with the SPB comparing it to their submitted budget to Surrey City last November, which was rejected. And the board is waiting for a decision from the BC Director of Police Services via Twitter. On June 27th, the SPS tweeted $10,000 signing bonuses to 10 experienced constables for frontline policing. On July 2nd, the SPS rolled out 10 of its marked vehicles, with 20 more vehicles scheduled by the end of August. On July 3rd, the SPB revealed the results of a complaint from the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, dated on April 28th, to the Office of the Police Complaint Commissioner, as she alleged the SPS withdrew their services to meet with Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, on April 23rd, 2024, which was forwarded to the OPCC by Locke on May 3rd, 2024, to which the SPB requested a review. The SPB found the following. While the SPS attended a meeting with Minister Farnworth, there was no withdrawal of services as the frontline officers actively monitored calls. The SPS duty officer did not tell the RCMP duty officer of the meeting, yet the SPS chief, Norm Lipinski, did not direct his members to attend the meeting, but instead extended invitations to the SPS members. The SPB concluded that it will issue the SPS Chief Constable Norm Lipinski that the SPS duty officer will need to inform the RCMP duty officer in the future.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Thank you for listening to episode 25 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, it's Meredith Monk's The Recordings. Here is Engine Steps, Turtle Dreams, 1983.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.